Thanks, Ryan. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder, and we are joined right now by Zach Guilford. Zach has done very, very well for himself. Started out at Evanston High School, went on to Northwestern University. You may have seen him in Friday Night Lights, and you can see him now in the very, very creepy ABC drama, The Family, where he plays Danny Warren. How are you, Zach?
I'm doing good. That's what everyone keeps calling the show, is creepy.
It is creepy.
Your character is not very creepy. You are, of course, the hot party guy who, you know, is getting bamboozled by an even hotter girl. But creepy has to go to Andrew McCarthy. He's very creepy in this with his solo cake.
Yeah, he eats cake all by himself. That's creepy.
Yeah, he definitely is creepy in the show, which is fun, too, because, you know, he hadn't acted in, like, 5 or 6 years. He's been directing. And so when the script came along, they actually were looking at him for a different part, and he was like, "Yeah, boring. I want to play the child molester."
Really?
Like, what? They're like, that doesn't really go with the pretty and pink kind of persona. He's like, "Yeah, who cares? I want to do something different." So he's been great. You know, he directed a few of the episodes, and
I saw his name on the credits.
Yeah, last week. Yeah. The episode last week you directed. Yeah.
And the creepy little brother you have, that he's a creepazoid as well, got to tell you. He's playing his part very well.
Yeah, he definitely, I think everyone's good at, all the creepy people are pretty good at being creepy, but they're totally normal in real life, nice people.
Did they consider calling the show It's the Family, but they could have called it The Creepy Family. I would have enjoyed that.
That would have been good. Maybe that would have got more people to talk
Now, Bill actually started watching the show first, and you said, oh, you'd love it. I started watching it with my kids. I have teenage boys, and we're all like, it really kind of pushes the envelope on television. It's like a really spooky, creepy movie on the big screen. It's better than a TV show.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Are you here?
Wendy was just throwing a cop. I thought you were going to disagree.
No, I'm just saying this is better than a TV show. It seems like I'm watching, you know, a creepy horror movie every week because there are so many twists and turns, and it goes so much deeper than the usual television show.
Yeah, they let us push some things, you know. I mean, the subject matter to begin with is pretty dark.
Yeah.
And they kind of let us go places, which is, you know, it's fun. And I feel like especially on network TV now, they got to try and, you know, do things a little different and push the envelope a little more because, you know, spaces like cable get to explore so much more. And it's not just doing it for shock value or anything. It's just kind of to make an interesting story that keeps you interested.
For people who haven't seen it, Zach, I just want to fill them in very quickly. The Warren family lost their youngest son, Adam, 10 years ago. He vanished. And then 10 years later, he just shows up. But there's some questions, mostly from your character, by the way, as to whether or not he is, in fact, the child that was lost 10 years ago. Your character is the one who especially isn't quite sure things are right.
Yeah, and no one believes me because I'm apparently drunk all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you've given up drinking in the last couple episodes, although the very last one you had to turn to the drink again, and I get it, man.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
Let's talk about your history here. I got to see you last year. Both of my daughters graduated from Evanston High School, and you gave the commencement address. Zach?
Well, I had a really good time doing it.
That's not Zach. That's you.
You know, because I'm from here. I grew up in Evanston.
You're not fooling me. I know that's you.
We'll call him back.
Did we lose him?
We lost him. We had trouble with the line before. So he's back.
We'll get this fixed. Don't you worry.
All right. He had a weird phone that was being stalked by a child molester.
You got to understand, Wendy, these Hollywood types don't have a lot of money to buy good phones. They get the cheapest phone on the market. They pay by the minute. They don't have any kind of calling plans out there in Hollywood. You know that.
We can take a quick break.
All right. We'll get him back. Zach Guilford is our guest, or was our guest, and we hope will be our guest again
in the
future. Somebody took him. We'll talk to him again in 10 years. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com.
We're trying desperately. We have them?
Okay. Yeah, but you are making fun of me off the air because I have a plot
twist.
Theory. Yeah, and you're laughing at me, and I...
This theory's impossible.
I don't want to say it on the air, but I could be right.
You're not right. This is not... Zach, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm on a landline. I'm sorry about that.
Please.
No, Bill was just paying you some big compliments. Go ahead.
You spoke, my daughters graduated from Evanston High School last year, and you spoke, you did a great job at their with their commencement address. I thought you were really good.
Oh, thank you.
Was that fun to do?
It was super fun to do, and, like, I felt, like, all my friends and my wife, I was, like, stressing about my speech, and they're like, I mean, come on, it's a high school graduation. What's the big deal? Just tell them work hard. They'll get, you know, they'll get where they want to go. I was like, no, this is important. You don't understand. Where I come from is special.
Yeah.
So I took it pretty serious, but I legit, like, the night before it was, and I think I said this in the speech, was up late in my parents' house, like, trying to finish my term paper. It wasn't until, like, 4 a.m. that I finally finished. So,
well, you know what you did that was brilliant is you just mentioned local businesses. Like, you'd say, I remember the time I went to Gigio's Pizza, and everybody would just applaud. And I remember the time I went to, and you would just talk about restaurants. People were like, I've been to that restaurant. You did it well.
Well, I didn't want to make it, you know, a series of just, like, lame platitudes that you always hear at a commencement speech.
Sure.
You know, because, like I said, I really think Evanston is a special place, where kids get, you know, an education outside, a very good education that's not just academic. And, you know, I wanted it to be specific to that so they knew I wasn't just, you know, throwing a bunch of, you know, trite cliches at them.
Right.
So you played football at Evanston?
I played in junior high. I didn't play at Evanston. I like to blame the fact that in the summer before my freshman year, I broke my leg playing baseball.
So yeah.
I wasn't really ready to play freshman year. And after that, it's like, well, if you weren't on the team freshman year, how are you going to be on it ever again?
Impossible.
Impossible.
Well, but, it is these days because these...
played and... Sorry, go ahead.
No, these kids start when they're like, you know, 2 years old playing football. So you're kind of right in a way.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not a natural born athlete. I'm athletic, but... You know, all my best friends were, like, the starters on the football team, the basketball team, the baseball team, and, you know, I'd play with them on the weekends, and it would be very clear that I wasn't up to their level of competition.
But when you did Friday Night Lights, how much importance did they place on that when casting you? There must have been a tryout where they threw you a ball or had you catch a ball, right?
No, it was all, like, trust.
Oh, was it? You know, wow.
Ironically, the funny thing is, Peter Berg, who did the movie as well as the TV show, said that he got a little duped by a couple of the actors on the movie. And he was like, you know, we totally should have had them, you know, see how athletic they actually were, blah, blah, blah. But then he didn't do it with us, and he lucked out. We all were pretty athletic. There was one person I won't name who was a little less so than everyone else.
Oh,
you got to name him now.
We won't tell anyone.
No. Not anyone. You guys can have your own discussion.
All right. But, that's fair.
Yeah, you know, we lucked out, and all of us loved doing the football, and, you know, we tried to do as much as we could, and there were no egos on the show, so... You know, if there was a throw that I could hit 5 out of 10 times, my double can hit it 9 out of 10 times. Mm. You know, I didn't feel a need to prove that I could throw it. So usually you'd, you know, step back and let them do it. So you didn't wait. You know, there's hundreds of people there if they're extras or crew members or whatever. And, you know, if I waste time trying to prove I can throw the ball 30 yards, it's
sure.
It's not very fair to anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, Zach, here's the thing. Wendy has a theory as to what happens on your show, but it's not a good theory. Will you listen to it anyway?
I'll totally listen to it.
All right.
All right, but, you know, spoiler alert, because this may be right, listeners,
it's
if you watch The Family on ABC on Sundays. I believe, you know, the sister is behind the murder of the young brother, and that's why she's overcome with guilt. She's so completely tight and wound so tightly because she did something. And then all of a sudden, when this kid who was held hostage comes forward, she's kind of off the hook because now it's like, I killed my little brother, but now they're just going to think he's back.
Please tell Wendy Allison Pill, she doesn't kill people. It's Pill, not kill. She doesn't kill anybody.
I mean, she's pretty uptight on that show. She
yeah.
can snap at any moment.
But she's not the killer.
She has something to do with
tell
it.
Tell Wendy she's
I'm
not the killer.
I'm telling you right now. And Zach can't say anything.
Tell you anything. All I'll tell you is, most of what's going on, I don't even know because I stopped reading the scripts. I was like, I shouldn't know any of this. I'll just read the scenes I'm in so that I, like, by playing dumb, I'll actually be dumb.
Oh,
and,
that's smart.
Scenes where, like, there's subtle undertones going on between
yeah.
other characters, and I'm completely oblivious.
I'm right. You mark my
there's
word
no
on
way.
This.
I'll put down $100.
The only reason I bring this up, Zach, is because, you know, Bill's a former film student, blah, blah, blah. He goes to the movies more than I do. He's smarter than I am. He gets show business stuff more. He was in Major League 1 and 2.
Keep going.
All right, so you know more about things than I do. And yeah. he just totally discounted. He goes, I said, I'm going to bring it up to Zach. He goes, Wendy, no way is that right.
I said, Zach will hang up on us, and then you hung up on us, Zach.
That was before I said anything. All right.
I preemptively hung up. I knew you were going to come up with some crackpot theory.
You know what? It wouldn't be the first. And that's just how into it I am. It's really a fantastic show. And listeners, if you haven't watched it, you can get it on demand. You can get it on Hulu, so you can flip forward through the commercials.
Yeah. There's all sorts of ways.
Yeah, it's called The Family. It's creepy. Joan Allen's in it. She's great, and I love the guy who plays your dad.
He's awesome. He's from Sherlock, the Sherlock show. So he's a British guy. He's tons of fun. Too.
Is he British?
Yes, that's what blows me away.
I didn't know that.
And for the first, I don't know if you'll notice, but in the first episode, and I think it's the first two. You know, he's my father. We never say a word to each other. We'll be in scenes together. We're like, we're both in the same room, but we just never even acknowledge each other. So then it got to the point where if we were in a scene and we actually accidentally made eye contact, we would both start laughing. It's so weird. Like, we would just crack up and be like, whoa, it's weird to look at you. But he's such a goofball in real life.
Is he? Yeah.
Funny, 'cause he goes from, like, you know, this serious father who has these grievance books, and then, you know, he's just a total, like, goofball. He's got five kids, so he kind of needs to be a bit of a goofball.
Sure.
And he's a big Broadway actor and stuff, too, isn't he?
I don't know if he did Broadway stuff. I know he works a ton over in London.
Does he, yeah?
Yeah, I guess not Broadway, but theater person, I should say.
Right.
And you're playing a tough character, because you are kind of like the black sheep of the family. No one's really digging you, and they have this tragedy going on where their youngest child is missing, presumed dead. And, you know, you'd think the family would come together, but it's really tearing the family apart, and they're not cool to you.
They're not.
We're mad at them, Zach.
It's fun, though, because it kind of is freeing. It gives me the ability to just do whatever I want.
It's a great role.
Yeah.
And I don't care about them. And, you know, I think Allison Pill is so good. And, you know, her and I character, we have this sibling rivalry thing, and we both kind of hate each other. So it's like half the time in every scene, my main goal is just to mess with her. Like,
what's wrong with that? That's natural. That's what a brother would do with his sister.
Although you bonded this last episode that was on. You guys are starting to bond a little bit.
I know. We're starting to bond, which actually makes the relationship cooler, because it is, you know, when we went through this time when we lost our brother, whether she killed him or not, I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
You know, her and I, our parents were off the rails, and we kind of were the only thing we had to lean on each other with. So I think it really deepens the relationship, because there was a time where we were kind of each other's, you know, anchor in the storm or whatever. But we both gone our separate ways, and I think really resent each other even more for it, because we thought we could count on each other.
Zach, here's what I've noticed. Tell me if you think there's something to this. I saw a movie called The Room about a little boy and his mom trapped in a room. I watched The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt about a girl who, along with three other girls, is kept in a room for a long time. On your show, The Family, you got a boy who was kept in a room for a long time. That's like the thing to have now if you've got a movie or a TV show, is you put a kid in a room and it's magic all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's like the new zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
You know? We've seen that show so many times. People keep trying to make it, and now it's like, hey, let's just hold people captive and abuse them for a while and see what happens when they come up.
Yep.
Do you watch Walking Dead at all?
I do watch Walking
Dead. We are so hooked on that.
Now, Wendy has a theory that your sister on The Family...
The season.
Oh, go on. Sorry, say that again.
Oh, I just said I haven't seen the second half of the season of Walking Dead, so for me.
Dude, we catch up. The final one is this Sunday, 90 minutes.
Hurry.
My wife hasn't watched the first half yet, and we were, like, in different places, so I had the excuse of watching it. But now she's like, hey, you got to wait for me. And I'm like, okay, well, when are you going to watch all these episodes? Because I really want to see what happens.
Now, speaking of your wife, I have to ask you, she was on one of our other favorite shows of all time, Lost.
Yep.
Not for as long as we would have liked, but she was on Lost for a bit.
She was. You know, she got a little shafted in the case of, you know, I think she came on season three, and it's hard to introduce new characters to a show like partway through, especially one like that had so many characters.
Yeah.
That already it's like, you know, there's episodes where your favorite character's not in it, and then they're bringing in new people. And so I think it kind of was like, wait, what? Like, there's so many people. And I think she had some cool stuff towards the end. You know, her last episode, people still come up to her, and they're like, that's one of the best episodes of Lost ever.
Yeah.
The one where her and Rodrigo get buried alive.
Yep.
That I would have loved to have her on that longer. Been in Hawaii a little bit longer.
Like, sure.
She is on the list.
You know, her new show now, I don't know if you guys are watching Kingdom on DirecTV.
Is she on Kingdom? I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Female lead. It's one of the best shows on TV right now. And because it's an audience network, you know, and you have to have DirecTV, a lot of people haven't found it yet. But yeah. Season 3 is about to premiere. You can find it on iTunes or on demand. It's so binge-watchable. It's so good. It's, like, gritty. It kind of is like what Friday Night Lights was to football.
Yeah.
It is to MMA. Like, the show is not about mixed martial arts fighters. It's kind of about the crazy, messed up people who live in that world and decide to fight for a living.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's so good. She's awesome on it, and that's not me being biased.
That's nice.
Okay, and pronounce her name for us. I don't want to say it wrong.
Keely Sanchez.
All right, Keely Sanchez. Did you meet her? Is she from here also? Did you meet her here?
She actually is from Chicago, but we didn't meet till we both been gone for like 10 years.
How about that?
But how nice that both of you, it's a very competitive business, as you know, Zach. You guys are both working and working steadily and doing good projects. That's got to be a relief for both of you.
It is. We're super lucky and, you know, thankful for it and fortunate. And, to work in this business
good.
Is A, one of the best jobs in the world, and B, you know, you never know. It's feast or famine, too, so you kind of... You know, you'll work for 5-6 months on a TV show and then wait around for 5-6 months to see if it goes back or not. And, you know, we try to take advantage of that and travel or whatever. But we've been lucky and we're very appreciative of it.
Well, I hope when this show is over, they spin your character off, Danny, into a show where every week he's with a different family where something horrible has happened. And he's a little suspicious of exactly what happened.
You know, I actually told the creator, Jenna Band, who created the show, and she's a good friend of mine. Her husband created the show Superstore on NBC.
Yeah. I love that show.
Like, yeah. I know, and I'm like, hey, if our show doesn't go, tell him to write my character onto his show.
Good.
I was like, I'll just be the drunk boyfriend of America Ferrera.
Yes.
He'll be Danny Warren. I was like, trust me, America loves Danny Warren. They want to see him on any show possible.
I'm president of the Danny Warren fan club.
Yeah, everyone loves him.
Let's get it started. Come on.
All right.
Everybody likes Matt Saracen, but Danny Warren is way more fun.
All right. I like
that show is so funny. Also, tell your lovely wife, Keely, that if you're at least 3 episodes behind, you can watch without her. That's what I told my husband, because The Walking Dead season finale this Sunday, 90 minutes. You better catch up, Zach.
Oh, my God. I'm in Florida with my grandparents, too.
They'll love it.
My iPad.
Grandparents love Walking Dead.
It's going to be so tempting. I'm going to be like, I just want to watch it.
Sometimes I'll watch with my grandparents, and they'll go, is that the Schultzes? And I go, no, that's not the Schultzes. They'll be fine.
Hey, it was a pleasure to meet you.
I watched House of Cards with my grandparents last night. They're awesome. House
of Cards?
Tomorrow. Sorry?
You watched House of Cards with your grandparents?
They were like, watch whatever you want. I was like, have you guys seen House of Cards? They're like, we've seen one or two. We put it on, they're like, who's that? I'm like, the president. They're like, okay. Who's that? That's his wife. All right. And they're just totally like, they're so cool because they just get into it and they're like, ooh, that's messed up. Wow, really? The president did that.
Okay. How about that? Zach, great to talk to you.
We're nice
thrilled
to meet you.
That you're such a nice guy, and we are big fans of your show, The Family. Watch it, everybody, on ABC on Sunday nights. Continued success, Zach.
Thanks, man. It was great talking to y'all. I'm a fan of the show, fan of Chicago, so anytime people want me to talk to them about Chicago, I'm always...
Beautiful.
We'll come back on the show and tell everybody how I was right about the outcome of The Family.
When you're in town, stop by, all right?
And we'll start the Danny Warren on Superstore.
Immediately.
All right.
Done. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Have a good weekend. That's Zach Guilford from The Family. Quick break. News is next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.